Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Naam Ratzi Sheyichyo, Berfos Chayu Chevet Fega Vatzmicha Lodi Spasya, Lui Nishmas Reb Shmuel Ben Reb Levi, Reb Levi Ben Reb Shmuel, and the schus Refuas Harav Yitzchak Ben Baracha, Moshe Ben Reizel, and Rabbi Avraham Yosef Ben Chana. We're continuing B'Siyanta Dishmaya, our incredible series of Shi'urim in the Sefer HaKadosh Enaya Rav Maran Harav Ol Yisrael V'Kedosho. And we are holding B'Siyata D'Shmaya now in the first volume, in Os Kuf Chaf Hei, in Maseches Brachos. Gemara says, Omar Leia Hutztuki Rabbi Abo. There was a certain Sadducee who said to Rabbi Abo, Ksiv Mizmor Ladav Baruch Hu B'nei Avshalom B'no. It says Mizmor Ladavid. He was running away from Avshalom. Then you have another pasuk about David running away from Shaul. Now, the Maisa with Avshalom is in chapter 3 of Tehillim. The Maisa with Shaul is in chapter 57. So, in the Seder of Tehillim, which comes first? The Maisa with Avshalom. So the Sadducee, even though we don't like Sadducees, but he asked a good question. He said, Michti Maisa Shal HaBereisha Lichtu Bereisha. Since the Maisa with Shal was first, let it be written first. Why is it written last? Second. Why is Avshalom before Shal when chronologically Shal was before Avshalom? Amagle Rabbi Abo answered him, pretty good on the spot. Atunda lo darashis darashisun smuchin kashil chuyu. You don't darsh in smuchim, you have akasha. You don't learn from juxtapositions. But an and darshin and smuchin, we learn from juxtapositions, we don't have akasha. Dam Rabbi Yechanan, smuchin min ha-Torah minayin. Yechanan said, how do we know smuchim? How do we know to learn just juxtapositions? And two things are next to each other, you can learn from there. Being from their juxtaposition, you can learn something new, a lesson. Shenamar smuchim la'lola masuim be'emes v'yasher. As Rashi explains, smichas kol pekudav, that the juxtapositions of all of his laws, asuim, are made be'emes v'yasher, with honesty, with uprightness, l'tzarech, v'lo davar reik. It's for a good need. It's not empty, that's Rashi. So, you know why Avshalom is before Shal? Simply because it has to follow Perek Beis, which talks about Gog u'Magog. Lama nismucha parsa Avshalom parsa Gog u'Magog? Shimel l'chodim kli shevet shemoyed b'raboy. Why is Avshalom next to Gog u'Magog? Somebody said, how is it possible that a servant should rebel against his master? And it'll be Makrish the Navi. And say, it can't be that the Goyim are going to fight against God and his Messiah, as we see in Perek Beis. Afatamra lo, hey, is there a son that you should answer him? Is there a son that rebels against his father? The answer is, yeah, there was. So therefore, this also will be that the Goyim are going to rebel against God. Masbir maran arav, chafetz bazev, tztuki wanted, legalot panim shein seder v'kavanah mechuvenet l'tzizran shel parashiot kim b'fi ha-mikra. He wanted to show that there's no seder in the parashiot. It's all by chance where things are put. From this zilzul, yavo la'ashchata yoter gedala lomar shegam tiktukhi ha-Torah shemen alamidim gufei halachot hem al-pi ha-mikra kufi ha-chavat ha-lashon chalila. Not only shouldn't you be medayik in the order, he'll say you shouldn't be medayik in the words. Chas v'shalom. We learn halachas from that, and that's going to be even worse. Not darshaning smichus is not the end of the world. But not darshaning the words is the end of the world, because then they won't learn halachas. He'll deny basic halachas. When Shivu, Rabbi Avo responded, "Tshuva muskelet muveret hod yisod emuna." A an answer that really shines the foundation of our faith. There's no chance in Kedusha. We can't say it depends on chance, something that we can learn from it, something musari, something ethical that completes our chesronos. When we're learning Torah, there's going to be no mikra. There's going to be no chance. Because this Torah perfects us. You know why? Because as he begins, "Tikishev nitbonen b'chol tzolchei aburim nereshem kulam aruchim b'chokhmah v'ein b'hem mikre v'fiyu atzachim akalim agashmiim shel ba'alei chayim p'chutim b'kol shken agvoim." You look at creation and you see nothing is by chance. You see every animal, every wing of every bird, the human body, certainly everything is exact as meduyak. Not by chance. So this is all wisdom of God. Certainly, things that are going to give us shlemut musarit, things that are going to perfect us as spiritual beings, are not by chance. And that's Torah. Hadavari kari, hamashlim et kol b'nei ha'adam kulam. Ora shel Torah, the primary thing that gives us perfection. There are other things that can also help us. But the primary thing in life that gives us perfection, it's Torah. Ora shel Torah, the light of Torah, rofat ruach hakodesh, and the appearance of the divine spirit, sh'al neviim, that's on the prophets, u'mikotvei ketvei hakodesh, and those who write the Holy Writ. Shemdu v'odim l'nei samim l'olam b'dat yirat Hashem b'yisurei musar, b'yisudei musar v'chukei ha'tzedek v'amisharim. Eichi techein she'azu ele t'oliot v'nizgavot v'nikre. So that the Ruach HaKodesh of Nevi'im, those who wrote down Kisvei HaKodesh, how could it be by chance? This is to perfect us. If the human body, if nature is not by chance, there are millions and millions of laws of nature and biology and physiology and chemistry and biochemistry and physics and biophysics and chemistry, physical chemistry and quantum physics and astrophysics and endless rules of nature and science are exact to the detail. Something, one little thing goes wrong in the human body, and we're toast. So one thing goes wrong in the world, in nature, one important law, and again we're toast. So everything there is exact. It's certainly going to be exact when it comes to Torah. Torah is here to perfect us. Certainly that's going to be very precise. And that's what it means. Maaseh yadav, emet u'mishpat ne'amanim kol pikudav. The work of his hands are truth and justice, faithful are all of his laws. Smuchim la'ad le'olam asuyim be'emet v'yashem. So, v'siper zeh be'omro, maaseh yadav, emet u'mishpat, כי אין מקרה והפקר בכלל הבריאה התמידית, כי אם הכל התעללת ושחרור. The work of his hands is truth and justice. Because there's no hefker in creation. Everything is exact. That's why we all exist. If everything wouldn't be perfect the way it is, then we wouldn't be able to exist. Not us, not the animal kingdom, nobody. כי נאמנים כל פקודיו. So too faithful are all of your laws. שהם לתועלת ושחרור לחלק המוסרי הרוחני שבמציאות. שהוא חלק המעולה והתכליתי ממנו. So what's for our spiritual benefit, our ethical benefit, it's also faithful. If even the nature is physical law, certainly the spiritual laws. סמוכים לעד לעולם. They're מכוון, they're MS, they're not במקרה. They are reliant, that's what this means, smuchim. They are reliant, la'ad, forever, le'olam, on the foundations of, on the principles of godly wisdom, li'ot le'o olam, to be a light into the world. Science, our understanding of science and philosophy and psychology, it's constantly changing. You see now with the whole Corona balagan, they keep changing. The last 2 years it's been going on. It's not funny. But first they say this, then they say that, then they say this, then they say that, and they have this study and that study, and the studies contradict each other. Masks are good for you, masks are bad for you. Vaccines are good for you, vaccines are bad for you. This will kill you, this won't kill you. So there's a lot of arguments, a lot of fights, and what's the absolute truth? No one knows. I mean, a lot of people know, but a lot of people know the contradictory things. And sometimes they agree, science agrees on something that until now they thought it was a certain way, and then they all realize, no, they were wrong until now. But God is forever. God's knowledge is forever. God's knowledge is eternal. How can it be that this law that's going to bring the world to its tudah, the Rav uses that word a lot in the Ve'inaya. Tudah means to its purpose. La'yad shela. To its purpose. How can it be that what's supposed to bring us to its purpose, to its life, to its purpose, is not going to be hashgacha v'diyukan amtzei gam b'katnei tzirot? It's not going to be precise, just like the smallest, just like a little a fly is a mosquito is miduyak. Hakein v'aday asuyim, all of the chidushei Torah that come from the adnei chokhmah elokit that are founded on godly wisdom are be'emes v'yashar. They're honest, they're straight. V'chokhmah ne'amanai me'itanu shafilu asmichut shel ha'parshiyot gam kein notzi mimenu chelkei to'elet. Smuchim la'ad olam, we have smichus. And it's samuch on something eternal. It's reliant on something eternal. And it's be'emes v'yashar. So avada, we can learn lessons from that. So you guys don't you don't darshan smuchim because you don't appreciate the precision of the Torah. But we who appreciate the precision of the Torah know that everything is precise. Everything's miduyak. Everything's in the right place. Just like in the human body. So this is a much broader lesson than merely smichus parshis. Everything that's in the Torah is exact, is precise. There's no chance in the Torah. And the benefit that's drawn from these things is a faithful testimony to the original kavana of God's hashgacha. This is an incredible shtickle that really teaches us the yesods and that yesod is that everything in the Torah is exact, everything in the Torah is precise, and because it's here for us to teach us. And therefore, it's not going to be be'era, just like you don't want to go to your doctor. And he's going to say to you, yeah, you know, think be'erech, you know. You might have this illness. Be'erech, take this amount of medicine. You want to know exactly what you have. You want to, chas v'shem, you shouldn't have anything. But a person wants to know who has something, lo aleinu, exactly what he has, exactly what he has to take. And no be'erechs. Person goes to a shir, yeah, I understood the general idea what the Rav said, you know. It's a chefs and a gavra, that I understood, nothing else. Now, you have to understand Torah, you have to understand every word of Rashi, every word of Tosfos, every word of the Roshanim, Achronim, everything we learn, we have to understand. And certainly when you're dealing with the Chumash, the Tanakh, the Mishnah, no more be'erech. You have to understand exactly, because it's all there to teach us a lesson. And therefore, even the location, so you can learn the smichus. Learn the Rambam. Where did the Rambam place this halacha? How did the Rambam formulate this halacha? What didn't the Rambam say? So this really is a It's a challenge, and it's also a lesson in emunah. It's a challenge to learn with precision, and it's a lesson in emunah. Everything in the Torah is the way it's supposed to be because it's here to teach us. So we should be zochet to internalize this, and then thank you so much for listening, and amir tz Hashem, we shall continue with this incredible series, B'nei Neder Shalom Shalom.